Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Gordon again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Well, we saved our best for last. The ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show season finale. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Winter weather advisory across the entire state of Wisconsin. And so we are celebrating the occasion as well by, for the first time, I believe, in ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day history, including the COVID season, everybody doing the show from their respective homes. Congratulations to us on a job well done here to close out the 2025 regular season. Let's see if Wisconsin can get a win over Minnesota in the season finale. Good afternoon, everybody, in snowy Wisconsin and wherever you may be joining us on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, and the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. My name is Jesse Nelson, joining remotely from their respective humble abodes. We first go to Nortman Manor, where we are joined by former Badger punter Brad Nortman. Brad, good afternoon.
Gentlemen, it's a treat to be with you guys today. It's snowing outside, and because the Badgers aren't wearing, or they're not going to a bowl game this year, barring a miracle, had to throw on my TCU Rose Bowl t-shirt. Kind of dug it out from the bottom of the closet. It's been a minute, but what a roller coaster ride season it has been. Such a fitting way to close out our time together, like a throwing it together remote. What a season. I can't wait for this game. This is the first game all season where I have a higher level of excitement than I have the rest. I feel like all season I'm like, okay, here we go again type of thing. This is the most excited for a game I've been all season long.
Well, we're going to talk plenty more about that in a moment. But first, we bring in the man whose home has been funded by the good people of Mount Horeb for many a year. It is Adam Mertz, the school board president. Oh, man, I can't wait to see what kind of estate you've got out there, Mertzy, with that school board money coming in your way. How you doing on this beautiful Saturday afternoon?
I thought this was a pregame show, not an episode of Cribs.
Not today, it's not.
Hey, I want to congratulate us on there's two ways these kids could go. One, our technological prowess, the fact that we managed to pull this off, and this is where we're at in 2025. Also, some incredible softness in society. Remember when you used to just make it there no matter what? That's like out the door now. Like, I don't need to do that. Let's just hop online and make this call.
Well, there is one person that we have to thank for his service today for making it all the way a couple of blocks down the road into the Everlight Solar Studio, and that is our producer, Riley Yauch, also the host of the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day post-game show. Riley, good afternoon, and thank you for hauling yourself and your vehicle all the way over to the Everlight Solar Studio to make this all happen today.
Hey, anytime I am... There we go. I forgot to put myself back in one. Anytime. Happy to be here. Sometimes you just got to thug it out. You got to make do. And I don't blame you guys. You guys should not have driven here. The roads are horrible right now, and I'm sure they're only going to get worse. But we made it, and we'll survive. We're going to have a great show. And so I get to dress as Paul Bunyan.
And you got to dress as Paul Bunyan for being the loser for our picks competition for the year.
appropriate music. I love that. So yeah, let's talk more about that. But first, it is a great day if everybody is going to be at home, not going out, and just letting the snow come down on a wintry Saturday afternoon to enjoy an ice cold Coors Light. I found one in the fridge here at home, fellas. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is brewed by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies and as cold as it is outside today. Cold filtered, cold lagered, cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do. Crush a Coors Light or three here on a day today, like where you're not going anywhere. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. All right, Wisconsin and Minnesota is the contest this afternoon. Let's go back to Brad Nortman, who said this is the most excited he has been for any Wisconsin football game this season. More than the opener, more than when they played the number one team in the country, more than the wins that they had a couple of weeks ago against top 25 opponents. Why, Brad, are you so excited for today's regular season finale?
There's two reasons why. One is this team is giving me hope. They're giving me something to root for, right? I mean, that's like the true fan in me, where I look at this team and say, my expectation for them to be able to get on the field and play Wisconsin football has now at least been a prototype on the field. I've seen it. I've seen it over the last couple of games. I know Washington was, you could chalk that win up to weather and sloppiness and things like that. So there was a part of me that was hesitant to crown this team any sort of turnaround, any sort of shift, because then they played hard fought against Indiana, but Indiana is such a unit that there's not that much you can do about it. But boy, oh boy, what I saw last week in this team rising to the occasion, really having a full circle moment, right? Because this Illinois team, last time Brett Bielema and Illinois Fighting Illini were in Camp Randall, hammered Paul Chryst and this Wisconsin Badger team, and it changed the program forever. Fired, you know, 2 days later, the next day even, and this whole domino of leading us to this moment happened there. And I was nothing short of impressed with how physical this team was, how much fight is still in this team and these players. That's coaching staff and that's players, right? I know that I've been critical of Coach Fickell, and that is from my heart of wanting support and wanting the best of this program. And not only have the players risen to the occasion, but the coaching staff has as well. We've seen shifts. We've seen changes. You know, like, and Murthy, you sent this to us that, you know, he is going and trying to basically hire somebody out who can build relationships with former players and with coaches. He's hung up the team vest, T-E-A-M vest. I think almost like last week, they had a realization that, you know what? Why are we running this quarterback throwing centric offense? Let's just run the ball. Let's just hammer them. And that's exactly what they did. So one reason is this team excites me. It looks a little bit more like traditional Badger football. And I'm kind of self-scouting for 2026. Who will be the people in this critical next year that will be the foundation of this team? So that's point one. And point two, I'll make it a little bit quicker than I made my point one. This is the Axe game, baby. This is Minnesota. This is our biggest rival. There's no matter what, even when we were cooking and we were, you know, on our way to a Big Ten championship game, this game always meant more. It's the Axe. It's Minnesota. It's bragging rights. Maybe I took for granted the 14 or 18 game winning streak, whatever it was, that we had them kind of in the mid to thousands to the, you know, 2010s. But boy, this game is now competitive. It's fun. And no matter what the records are, this game always packs juice. And I love this game.
Mertzi, do you match that excitement level for Brad Nortman heading into the regular season finale this afternoon, Wisconsin and Minnesota?
I do. And you know, it was hitting me in my stomach, and it's interesting. Brad felt the same way. Like, I'll backtrack one bit. If the Badgers had not won these last two games against the ranked opponents, I still, even at their lowest depths, was like, if they can figure out a way to win the Axe game, it will give people some level of satisfaction going into the offseason. And I still felt like that, even when they're scoring nothing. You're like, maybe something can come together between now and then, because Minnesota has not been great shakes this year. Solid, but unspectacular. So, like, I always had this one a little bit in the back of my mind, but the feeling that I have in my gut today is like that actual nervousness of an actual game about to be played. And I haven't had that since who knows when. I mean, seriously, you're going back to there hasn't been a single game this year because Miami, that was a sure win in my mind. And if it wasn't, there would have been problems. Middle Tennessee, even more assured. And then after that, you just knew they weren't going to have a chance against Alabama. I think the Maryland game, you went in thinking that this was still a competition, and you're still like trying to project out what the matchups are in this game. How do the Badgers fare here? What do they have to stop? What do they have to defend? Everything was out the window since then. It's like we haven't even been able to really prognosticate about the game itself. It was more about this internal gut check on where the program has been at. This feels like an actual football game between two programs where there's going to be some chess matches and some plays here or there. They're going to decide the difference of the game. And so I'm feeling good about where the Badgers are at. I also feel like Fleck and Minnesota are going to bring it today. You're going to see a very good performance by them. They got humbled last week at Northwestern. And so this is going to be the hardest out of those three games. You're taking Washington and Illinois, going into Minnesota on this last game, and they know what's coming. They've seen you develop your offense to the extent that it's developed. They're going to be ready for this.
It's interesting to look at how these two teams have trended in the month of November. They're almost total opposites. Minnesota has dropped three of their last four, including losses to Iowa, Oregon, and Northwestern. And their only win, they don't even feel that good about, because it was against Michigan State, and it took overtime for the Gophers to beat Michigan State, who is not good at all this season. Wisconsin, on the other hand, has won two of three, and the one loss was to Indiana, which everybody felt pretty good about because they hung tough with the Hoosiers until the second half when things started to get away and Indiana pulled away. So Wisconsin definitely has the momentum if you look at both of the programs and what their last month has looked like heading into this game. And it's crazy to think, guys, that if Wisconsin would win today, they are 2.5-point underdogs currently on the road at Minnesota. If they are to win today, they would finish with an identical 5-7 record that they finished last season with. And after all we've been through this season, the roller coaster of fire fickle chants, go boo in a bar, spoiled rotten fans, fourth string quarterbacks and running backs and offensive linemen, we would actually probably feel better about where Wisconsin football ends this season than we did a year ago if Wisconsin were to win this game today. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I think that I would have not agreed to that before the season. But in retrospect, yes, one, the schedule is very, very hard, right? So there is something to be said about the gauntlet that they had to go through this year. But, you know, it seemed like the juice and the gut check that this program went through and then was able to, you know, build off of these last couple of weeks, haven't seen that since the launch, right? Since like the pregame of the very first game. And I just think about how many, I always like to judge a team or even a person or an organization by, you know, responding to challenges, right? Negativity, whatever it is. And they obviously did that when this whole fire fickle, and I mean, all this I felt like was well-founded, right? The program is in such a bad place. So middle of the season, they did that. But the one challenge last year that they didn't arise to was Iowa, right? Iowa, they got embarrassed. That's a rival. And they didn't rise to the occasion this year to be able to right that wrong. They have the opportunity to do that this year, because let's not forget that last year, Minnesota humbled and embarrassed the Wisconsin Badgers as well, which kind of left us with this taste, almost like dry powder ready to explode, because we were like, man, last season ended so badly. You have a full off season of like angst and anger and almost dissatisfaction with how the end of the season went. And then that led into a season that was mostly disappointing until the very end. So you have the ability to right that wrong today with any type of victory, right? I mean, long gone are the days of, yeah, let's beat them by double digits. Let's just get the victory and feel good about maybe some momentum in the transfer portal. Maybe there's a guy on the team right now that's 50-50. They're wondering, I have no idea what our young superstars are thinking. Catalano and Posa and Atuka and whoever, Carter Smith. But maybe... maybe they're 50-50, and maybe a convincing win and some juice, maybe that's enough to say, you know what, I do want to be a Badger. I want to see this through. An embarrassing loss is maybe all that was fake. So I think these are kids now, and they can think about those things in the moment, maybe lean in at decision-making. And then finally, this game is meaningful, and it's winnable. I think that's why it's so exciting. Meaningful because it's the axe and how you end the season, and it's winnable. That's why I wasn't super excited for Ohio State. Didn't really feel winnable. This feels very winnable, and that gets my, as Mertzi said, some butterflies in my stomach.
Adam Mertz, the roller coaster of the season. Would you feel better about this season after it's all said and done if Wisconsin were to get a win today?
I'll go as far as to say that I feel better now, because the thing that disappointed me the most last year was quit. They quit. They stopped playing football. There was no heart. There was no game plan from the coaches. Like, this thing just fell apart on itself, and you're wondering, how is this sustainable? At this point, they've shown enough to say, like, okay, there's something there inside this program that I didn't see last year. And so I feel a lot better about it as it is. I'm not saying that it's a success, and I'm really wary about – I've seen a lot of this recalibration of expectations of the program. Hey, you're the one who put yourself in a hole. Good for you for getting out of it, but this is not like a sign of the resurgence of the Wisconsin program yet. They've got a long ways to go in terms of that. This is what we were expecting from day one out of this program with Luke Fickell, a team that had a lot of heart, spirit, hit hard, played smart, did the right things, and eventually like grew into a team that could compete for championships, as we were told by the people who hired and Luke Fickell himself. So let's not pretend that finishing 5-7 after a really difficult campaign, is a sign of success. That is, you guys did enough to give me some hope that you can put some more money into this program, retool, continue to grow into that Jeff Grimes offense, keep some of those really young guys on your payroll, as Brad was pointing out at this point, maybe attract some people who saw what you did and said, hey, I actually like where this team is headed at this point. We've got a young crew. I want to be a part of that. But that's where I'm at this point. The win over Minnesota, I think, would be incredible in terms of local, regional recruiting. And I think it's very needed from that respect. So I'm not going to minimize it. But if you're talking about the big picture, I already feel better.
Can you believe that this is where we're at the end of this season? Can you, like, for what, the back-to-back shutouts, not being able to score any points, like this, where we were at talking about firing the coach and the athletic director and everything that we've been through this season, and now before we even kick off the final game against Minnesota, we're all saying and we're in agreement, this season was better. We feel pretty good about where this program is compared to last year. I can't believe the turnaround that the last 3 to 4 weeks has presented for Wisconsin fans and for the program and for the team and the head coach and the athletic director and everybody since Chris McIntosh came out in his support of Luke Fickell. It has totally turned this entire operation around. It's wild.
It is remarkable. I would have never expected it. I think that you said, Mertzi, a team that quit, a team that has no interest in playing Wisconsin football. I was seeing that most of the year. This is one of the more astounding turnarounds, if you want to even call it that, that I have seen in recent memory.
And it ends up being for a team that isn't even going to reach a bowl game. But to say that statement from a former player of the team, like, that is a credit to the job that the coach has done and that the players have done executing the game plan out on the field. You guys have talked on it plenty here in these opening segment. It's been remarkable to see what this has looked like and how the identity of the football team has come to form over the last month, even in a loss against Indiana. You just feel so much better about what this team has looked like. Last week was kind of the exclamation point on that, beating Brett Bielema at Camp Randall on senior night. A ranked opponent goes down. The fans rush the field for a second time in as many home games. And now a chance to reclaim the axe on the road in Minneapolis today. Wisconsin and Minnesota coming up 2:30 kickoff this afternoon. We got plenty more to talk about, including our promise to you, whether we're at home or all together or at a local establishment, we make our game predictions in the second segment of the show. That is coming up next here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We are brought to you in part by Starion Bank, and normally when we're out on Regent Street, we're broadcasting from the Starion Bank broadcast booth. I don't know how many Starion Bank broadcast booths we have to do the shows from our respective homes today, but we can say, sure, we're in our Starion Bank broadcast booths wherever we may be. Experience a banking relationship where your goals are their priority. As a community bank with a commitment to Dane County, Starion Bank redefines local banking in the Madison area. Visit one of their convenient branches in Middleton, Sun Prairie, or Monona. So the copy says visit him today. Don't visit him today. I'm going to make that proclamation. Don't visit Starion Bank today. They're closed. The weather stinks today. Stay home today. Visit them on Monday or any other day. Check them out. Or maybe a great day to visit them online at StarionBank.com. Starion Bank. Appreciate their support of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long as we've broadcasted from Regent Street and from respective establishments all around the Madison area from our Starion Bank broadcast booth. Our official game predictions for the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, Wisconsin and Minnesota, next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
With my double blade axe and my hobnail boots, I go where the timber's tall. When there's work to be done, don't mess around, just sing right out for Paul.
Hey, Paul!
I'm coming, boys!
Paul Bunyan! Paul Bunyan! He's 63 axe handles high, with his feet on the ground and his head.
Well, Paul Bunyan bringing us back in here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, former Badgers punter Brad Nortman. We are from our respective homes, and our own Paul Bunyan is in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. That's Riley Yauch. He hosts the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show as well. So, Riley, let's put you back on camera here, and let's let everybody know why you are dressed like Paul Bunyan today here on our pregame show for Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Yeah, so I'm dressed like Paul Bunyan because, unfortunately, I suck at picking games across college football. And this is our punishment for today, is me dressing like Paul Bunyan. I wish I brought an axe. I wish I had a small miniature version of Babe the Blue Ox. Fake beard, maybe, but yeah. Unfortunately, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and I was able to throw this together today. So
I got to admit, and full transparency, I hoped that we would have been, like, out at one of our respective local establishments for our shows today. That would have had a better impact. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the years we have the pregame show at our tailgate, this would have a great impact. You kind of half-heartedly put the Paul Bunyan costume together. I got it. Like, there's no beard. There's no. You don't have an axe. How are you, Paul?
Suspenders were needed.
I was trying to find suspenders. I went Black Friday shopping yesterday. I was looking. I asked my mom. Apparently, we didn't have black suspenders. I asked my roommates. They didn't have black suspenders. We did have a real axe at home, but I figured there was still a chance we were going to a local establishment. So I was like, I don't think I can bring a real axe.
You just look like anyone from northern Wisconsin out at a bar at any given night.
That's possible. I mean, I got the boots on right now, too. I mean, you can't see the boots, but I'm wearing boots. I went as hard as I possibly could, but I knew that would be a critique, which is why I wanted to go as all out as possible. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out quite as I'd hoped.
Riley didn't shave week for this, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, can't you see the scruff?
You look like Paul Bunyan's
senior. Paul Bunyan's nephew who's going to an apple orchard for a Saturday afternoon.
I have seen
you
on Instagram in a pumpkin patch the entire month of October. That's very accurate. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is brought to you in part by Pepsi. Enjoy Pepsi, proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Get game day ready with Pepsi, the taste that scores every time. Try Pepsi Zero Sugar, the perfect drink for your tailgate, and as a tasty mixer on Wisconsin. Pepsi, proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. I will say this, brought a 2-liter of Pepsi to our family Thanksgiving on Thursday afternoon, and the kids loved having the Pepsi on at Thanksgiving Day. So it was a great addition to our Thanksgiving Day. It's a great addition to your game day. We thank Pepsi being a proud partner of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all throughout this 2025 season and every season that they have been with us. Without further ado, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the battle for the axe. Paul, let's play it. Let's get to our game picks.
Will we be jumping around?
Big win for Luke Fickell and Wisconsin.
Or will it be heartbreak for the Badgers?
Feel bad for the Badgers. They gave it their all, one too many mistakes.
It's time to make our picks on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
So I know the line has shifted a little bit throughout the course of this week. The latest line that I see is 2.5. Wisconsin, a 2.5-point underdog on the road against the rival Minnesota Golden Gophers. Badgers won the last time these teams met in Minneapolis. Minnesota, of course, won on Black Friday last year to close out a devastating 2024 season for the Wisconsin Badgers. Adam Mertz, you have the floor first for our game picks for Wisconsin and Minnesota today.
Yeah, and you know, as I was saying in the opening segment, this actually feels like a real game. We're going in and giving our analysis. We'll be talking throughout the show about specific matchups, specific players to watch. These are two teams that are, it should be a very competitive game. I look back at Minnesota's season on the whole, and their games, they're undefeated at home, number one. If they went out today, first time since 1967 that they have an undefeated home slate. Mm. But the teams that they've beaten at home are a combined 23-47. And, you know, they're all like, there's a fair number of middling teams in their 5-win teams. There's Rutgers. It's Rutgers. It's Purdue is in that mix. The one win that they had that remember catching my eye was Nebraska. They did catch Nebraska at home when Nebraska was ranked. Otherwise, you're looking at a team that's lost 42-3 at Ohio State, 41-3 at Iowa, 42-13 at Oregon. This is not a team that's competitive against upper echelon talent. So I do think that this game is very much in play for the Badgers. I have Wisconsin winning this game 20-13. I do think it's going to take another effort like last week where it was just discipline in all three phases, guys making plays at opportune times, and that pass rush continuing to just absolutely disrupt anything that Minnesota wants to do offensively.
All right, Mertzy predicts a victory. Brad Nortman, we go to you.
I am going with Wisconsin 17, Minnesota 14. So the Badgers are going to get their victory. They're going to take back the axe. I'm going to feel darn good about it. And I think you're right, Mertzy. I mean, as we look out the window and I see just snow continuing to fall, that's what's happening in Minneapolis too. Not quite to the degree it's happening down here in Wisconsin, but it is snowing. It's in the 20s. What that's going to do is it's going to make it a defensive slugfest. I feel like this Wisconsin team is built for that. I think that Minnesota also knows that to beat this team, all you got to do is load the box, make Carter Smith throw the ball, which it's going to be exceedingly hard to do. I don't think there's going to be a ton of possessions. I think this clock is going to run. I think both teams are going to try to establish the run, and things can get slippery. It can get weird. I mean, catching blocks. I mean, games like this are strange. I just do think that Wisconsin, and go back to Minnesota. This is the type of Minnesota team that's just like a classic Big Ten West Minnesota team that's mid-level for their program. They're going to make a bowl game. If Wisconsin was the Wisconsin that we would know and love from the past, not even like a Big Ten championship Wisconsin team, they win by 20, right? I mean, they win by 14-20. Maybe it's closer because it is such a feisty rivalry, but this is normally a team that Wisconsin would beat handedly. So they will be prepared, though. Minnesota does not like Wisconsin, probably more than Wisconsin doesn't like Minnesota. So I do think that it's going to be intense. But the other thing I'm looking at is the mentality of Wisconsin going into this game with no bowl game to finish out. And Minnesota does have a bowl game to finish the season. So there is a empty the tank, take everything out of the toolbox for Wisconsin. And for Minnesota, it's an important rivalry and a game you want to win. And it'll start to maybe slot them for bowl games, but they're probably – they know in their hearts this is not the last game. Season will go on. I feel like for the team that has nothing to lose, like the Wisconsin Badgers, they come out a little bit more feisty, a little bit more angry, use the momentum, continue to establish the run and identity. And Coach Fickell knows how important this game is. All the players do too. If you're a player that I think a lot of these young guys are that has a heartbeat for Wisconsin football, you know how important this is. You know how critical it is for building into 2026. So I have Wisconsin doing just enough to win. I think that their defense is suffocating on the Minnesota run game. I think that we run the ball enough and control the ball enough to be able to pull out a 17-14 victory and chop down the goalposts, which is such a fun thing to do when you're a senior.
That was emphatic. I love that. We've seen our fair share. It would have been much better in person, I got to admit. It looks like you're just doing this.
A blur. Like a lightsaber.
Wielding a sword more than anything, yeah. We've seen our fair share of we've seen our fair share of snow games over the years for the Badgers, but not, I don't think, to the extent that we're going to see today. Like that game against Minnesota where the Big Ten West title was on the line, College Game Day was there a handful of years ago. Like that was the probably the biggest snow game I remember watching. Of course, Melvin Gordon's 408 in the snow flying at Camp Randall, but that wasn't the kind of snow that's going to stick the way that it is here today in Minneapolis like it is around the state of Wisconsin. I've also, on the ESPN app, I've pulled up a bunch of the D3 playoff games that are going on around the state. Lacrosse, Whitewater, oh my God, you should see what these look. The refs have these thick black hats and there's just snow building up on them. It's hilarious watching these games taking place around the state today. So we'll see if it ends up looking like that in Minneapolis today as well. I'm on the same page with you guys. Low scoring, run the football. Wisconsin's proven against better opponents than Minnesota in the last month that they can do that. They've actually had some consistency on the offensive line. Even with Gideon Atuka out, Dupree had the massive run last week that helped burst things open for Wisconsin. It's because they stuck with the run, even when Dupree wasn't lighting up the box score for the first couple of quarters in that game last week. Carter Smith's mobility has been a big factor for the offense, and it's been great to see how Jeff Grimes has drawn that up offensively for the last few weeks for Wisconsin to manage possessions. Even against Indiana, who has a great defense, the Badgers were able in that first half to sustain some longer drives, get deep into Indiana territory, and burn some clock. I would expect that they're going to be able to do the same today, and I think especially with some of those receivers coming around on those reverse plays we saw. Those work better last week than we've seen throughout the course of the last couple of years. I've got Wisconsin in a closer game than Mertz predicts, 20-16. 20-16. I've got Wisconsin winning the battle for the Axe today. So that's 3 for 3. Let's go to, and I believe I have this quote right. He said it moments ago. I am bad at picking college football games. Riley Yauch, our post-game show host. You have the final pick of our pregame show season here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day for the Wisconsin-Minnesota game today.
Well, I'm flattered you're allowing me to go last. And I will say, do I suck at picking games across the greater expanse of college football? Yes, that is proven. However, last week, I believe I was the only person on this panel to pick the Badgers,
yeah,
and they ended up taking care of business. It was actually the first time this season where I picked the Badgers when you guys didn't, and it worked for me. So we're going to ride with that again. I think it's not going to be close today. Obviously, Minnesota, they're going to come out fired up. P.J. Fleck knows how to face the Wisconsin Badgers. He knows how to coach against the Wisconsin Badgers, but they're sliding at the wrong time, and the Badgers are peaking at the right time. And did it come far too late in the season? Yes. However, I talked to Vinny Anthony on Tuesday, and I asked him what was different against Illinois. Why did the offense click so well in that game? And he said it was pretty simple. Everyone just executed on a higher level. Everyone was a little more dialed in for Minnesota, and they did exactly what the coaches wanted them to do throughout the entirety of the game. And I feel like they're going to be so dialed in for this game against Minnesota. They want that axe back badly. Same thing when I was, same conversation with Vinny Anthony. You could just sense like there is an angst looking at that empty trophy case this week. And I believe they are going to just be like dogs let off the chain today against the Gophers, especially that defense just going to be hounding Drake Lindsey. And that's the thing, Carter Smith. Maybe he struggles throwing the football today, sure, but he can use his legs. Drake Lindsey is a pocket passer. He is not a threat to run whatsoever. So I think Wisconsin's defense is going to feast. I think they're going to cause multiple turnovers, and this game is over late in the second quarter. Badgers big time, 38-7 over the Gophers today. Ooh. They're chopping the axe, chopping the goalpost down at Huntington Bank Stadium, and maybe if 12 more teams lose today, we're going bowling in Detroit. We'll see, but that's how I'm feeling about the game today.
38-7. You think a freshman quarterback from Florida in the snow is going to help put up 38 points today?
Carter Smith rises to the occasion in the big moments, and you will see that on display today.
Okay, well, I mean, those are our game picks. We're going to spend plenty more time talking about them throughout the rest of the show. Wisconsin and Minnesota, the battle for the axe coming up here this afternoon. You look outside right now, and I know exactly what you're thinking. Let's go golf. TPC Wisconsin. For a limited time at TPC Wisconsin, enjoy full golf privileges and all club amenities without full dues. This read made a lot more sense when I read it for the first game in late August. But I will tell you this. This is a great deal to take advantage of at TPC Wisconsin right now. Pay just $150 a month through March with no golf dues until April 1st. They've got the indoor practice facility. They've got great amenities for you to take advantage of all winter long. Submit a membership inquiry at tpcwisconsin.com and start enjoying the private golf club experience that you deserve at TPC Wisconsin. All summer we were out there for the American Family Insurance Championship, the ESPN Madison Open, the Vibes Golf Outing. So many great events happening at TPC Wisconsin. It's a state-of-the-art course. You would love it if you haven't been there yet. Make sure you check it out at some point. And you can even get over there in the winter and enjoy the tennis courts indoors, the range, all the things that they have to offer over at TPC Wisconsin. We thank them being part of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. Coming up next, we will talk more about the rivalry, the battle for the axe, some of Brad Nortman's fondest memories from competing in this game, and some of Adam Mertz's favorite events from covering it over the last handful of decades. That's straight ahead on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light from our respective homes. Jesse Nelson, Brad Nortman, Adam Mertz, and producer Riley Auk in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. We're brought to you in part by Canopy Wealth Management, where they carry a long-standing tradition of working in the best interest of their clients every day. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. At Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. We thank Canopy Wealth Management for being part of our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame and postgame shows all season long. Great partner of us here at ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, which is brewed by Coors Light. And we get set for a few Coors Lights, hopefully this afternoon, in celebration for a Wisconsin win. How great it would be to win 3 of 4 to close out the season here in the month of November, including 2 top 25 wins already, and a potential rivalry victory in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe this afternoon. Wisconsin and Minnesota in snowy Minneapolis. Brad Nortman, you played in this game a number of times. Of the games you played in, what is your fondest memory of the Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry?
Well, I was lucky to be a part of 4 straight victories. So from my freshman year through senior year, part of that 14-ish game winning streak. The first 2 times as a freshman and sophomore, you know, again, we were 7-6 my freshman year, what we all believe to be the lowest possible record the Wisconsin Badgers could ever have. And we've since fallen through that. But that year, and then the year we went to the Champs Bowl, got 10 wins, fairly close games. And they had some good teams, right? This was like, I'm blank, Eric Decker, a decent quarterback too. They had some good players on those teams. Those were good Gopher teams that won 8-9 games as well. So, and then in my final 2 years, our team was so good, we hammered them. A couple of things jump out when I think about this game, this series. One, I think of the trophy case that's sitting in the locker room. They've rearranged and remodeled the locker room since I've been there, but the trophy cases are still front and center, and it's still valued and of importance. And I remember seeing the Iowa trophy come and go, right? Because we lost them, we beat them, you know, all that kind of stuff. The axe never left. If that trophy case was empty, I could not imagine the void that the players would feel. I know me as a Wisconsin homegrown kid, knowing what this rivalry means, if that was an empty case, knowing that that is sitting in the Gopher locker room, I'd be sick. I'd be absolutely sick. All week long, whenever we played them, the axe would go with us wherever we went. It would go to practice. It would go to training table. You know, you carry it with you wherever you go. I remember senior year, seniors have a little bit more access to it. Again, it's different. You know, you were there your whole time. And I know there's a handful of seniors that are like that as well. But you had more access to it. You could hold it at practice. I remember me and the other specialists brought it onto the bus. And it's just, you know, it's part of your rhythm for that week. And then when you win as a senior, specifically as a senior, everybody has their moment in the sun with it, right? I remember we won in Minneapolis was my senior year. And, you know, it's like 75-25 Gopher Badger fans. So then the 25% Badger fans would kind of flood down to the first couple rows, and you sort of take it around the stadium and everyone's hitting it as they go. You chop down the field goal post to end it, and you hand it off to the next guy. It's one of those memories that you just know you're a part of something special. I think that there's so many programs in college football that they just don't have anything like this, right? And this is obviously the longest standing football rivalry in the history of college football. And that won't change because they will keep on playing every single year. So that's not going away. And you're very aware of the gravity of this rivalry, of Paul Bunyan's acts, of the history. And you could just feel it. I remember my very first punt as a true freshman when it was at Camp Randall. What do you know? It was a backed up punt. All out punt block from Minnesota. That doesn't happen all the time, right? There's a little bit more like brotherly, not even brotherly, adversary hate for one another. And I do believe, and this is no like disrespect toward Minnesota, I think the Gophers dislike Wisconsin more than Wisconsin dislikes Minnesota. And I think you can feel that on the field. I think you can feel that in the tone of the game. And a lot of that's part of that. If we went on a 14 game losing streak, I'm sure we would have a certain level of disdain for them too. It's kind of, and for the longest time, Wisconsin was sort of tier here and Minnesota was tier here. Now it's sort of come more like this. So I know that like when I was playing, if I was Wisconsin, this was like Ohio State and all those, I mean, I had a certain level of hatred for them that they didn't have for us at Wisconsin. So I think that's natural. So when I think of this game, I think of the trophy case, I think of the axe, and I think of the chopping down, and I think of that just gut punch feeling when you lose a trophy. And we lost once, at least, maybe twice, to Iowa. That feeling stinks. It's a terrible feeling. It's 10 times that if you lose the axe, which this team has experienced now last year, and they went and took it back from you on your home field. So, I have nothing but smiles thinking about it. I have nothing but excitement thinking about it because this is another game where, you know, you play all these games and, you know, Wisconsin plays Indiana at the time. Bad example because Indiana's a unit now. But you'd be like, oh, you know, there's a level of excitement, but I'll probably punt three times and we'll probably beat them by 30. And even the close games, you know, you didn't have as much nerves. You know, you get used to the stage. Boy, I had nerves for Minnesota every time we played them. Even when we were heavy favorites, I had nerves just because I was aware of what was at stake and the importance of it and how particularly Wisconsin fans feel about it. So that's maybe why I have nerves for this game. I'm reverting back to player brain, and it just gets me excited.
I love hearing the perspective. I think that's awesome to hear how you felt going into those games and obviously reliving some of those memories here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. That's Brad Norman. Adam Mertz, your fondest memories, or maybe on the other side of things from covering Wisconsin and Minnesota over the last handful of decades.
Yeah, I want to tack on quickly to what Brad was saying, too, because you think about most trophies that are awarded. They put out a stage at midfield. You know, the conference commissioner comes out. There's this white glove experience, very formal, very solemn proceedings. Man, it's a mad dash across the field. And when the other team has the axe, you're splitting their sideline to go and grab the axe. That hurts if you're the one who's losing it. And I can't imagine how good that feels if you're like, we're going into their side of the field to grab it. It's really amazing. I'll say this, like, you know, everyone knows how I feel about PJ Fleck and his Carnival Barker attitude and approach to the game, but he made the most out of that when they won it back. Remember, he took that axe around the entire state of Minnesota, everywhere he went with them to show it off to people. And, you know, credit to him for making this a rivalry again and that program for building it up, because it was a joke for the longest time, 14 straight wins. That doesn't happen among programs that have more or less been historical equal. So that's pretty – it's pretty cool that this is a thing again. I think that the two games that stood out the most to me when I look back, and there are some recent examples that are great, like we talked about, closing out 2017 with an undefeated record, 12-0 record, 2019 winning the Big Ten West. Number one that comes to people's mind who've been around for a long time is the Jonathan Casillas punt block and recovery. by Ben Strickland in the end zone in 2004. Yep. Ridiculous. Like a game that I actually was not watching that one most of the game. I was listening to it because I was so depressed. Badgers were getting run over the entire game. We're trailing until really late. It was fait accompli. Game was going to be over. And this mad series of events unfolds, including an onside kick that bounced all the way to the 10-yard line to set up this punt from the end zone. So that was by far the biggest, most unexpected win of that Barry Alvarez coaching era in terms of probability, late game probability. The one that maybe that slips people mind a little bit is 1999, which was a Rose Bowl season for this program. Barry Alvarez had significant knee issues and was going to get a knee replacement. He was went up to Mayo Clinic, and he had an infection in his knee. They weren't able to do the replacement right away. He winds up essentially coaching from the Mayo Clinic against the Gophers in the Metrodome. And, you know, you can imagine what that wing of the Mayo Clinic was like. It was not quiet hours, I don't think. and Vitaly Pisetsky kicks a field goal to win the game and make sure that the Badgers stayed on track for Pasadena. I think that's just one of those you're like, wait, did that really happen? When you're looking back at this, and he coached 7 of the final 8 games that season from the press box, so you're like, wow, that is something for the history books.
I'll have to ask Coach Alvarez about that on our next edition of the Barry Alvarez Show.
Definitely.
Coming up Monday night at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton. Man, that's awesome. Wisconsin and Minnesota, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, whatever you want to call it, it is back on a little over an hour from now. Kickoff in Minneapolis for Wisconsin and Minnesota. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, former Badger Brad Nortman, and we are brought to you in part by Celebrations Entertainment. With Celebrations Entertainment, planning events has never been easier. They have complete event services for weddings, corporate events, nonprofit events, outdoor movies, casino nights, and much more fun. Visit celebrationsentertainment.com to get started today. Celebrations Entertainment, fun, memorable events all season long on Regent Street with the big screen TV with all the best games from around the country on them, or any other events that we have. Celebrations Entertainment, Jeffrey and the entire team are absolutely fantastic to work with. We've seen Jeffrey in action for events that we're not even part of around the greater Madison area because they're just so good. Everybody goes with Celebrations Entertainment. You should as well. And we thank Celebrations Entertainment for their support all season of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Coming up next, Riley Alk will give us a scoreboard update for some of the big games going on around college football, including the game. Ohio State with his hands full again with Michigan this afternoon. We'll talk plenty about that and continue to get you set for Wisconsin and Minnesota coming your way next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
From L.A. to Piscataway, this is your college football scoreboard update, driven by Metro Ford of Madison.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. My name is Riley Yauch, and this is your Metro Ford of Madison scoreboard update. Starting in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the game. Ohio State came into this one with 0 active players on their roster who had beaten the Wolverines. Right now in pole position to have 53 after today. They lead Michigan 24-9 with 7.5 minutes to play in quarter number 3. We'll see if Ryan Day chokes this. That would be hilarious. Texas Tech, West Virginia, the Red Raiders up 35-0, solidifying their Big 12 championship bid. Miami ensuring that no chaos ensues in the ACC, doing their part. They're up 30-7 over 22nd-ranked Pitt. BYU was trailing UCF 14-0 in the first half. Now, as we approach the end of the second quarter, the Cougars have tied it up at 14 apiece and are deep in Knights territory. Some earlier results from this weekend. Number 2, Indiana, clinching a berth in the Big Ten Championship 56-3 against Indiana, and Texas upsetting Texas A&M 27-17.
Metro Ford of Madison, Madison's trusted Ford dealership. Learn more at metrofordofmadison.com.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, Adam Mertz, former Badger Brad Norman from our respective homes as we count down to kickoff for Wisconsin and Minnesota. The border battle for Paul Bunyan's axe coming up a little over an hour from right now in Minneapolis. So you heard Riley Yauch's scoreboard update. I also have some scores that I want to pass along for everybody here. Because I have done some research, mostly aided by tweets from Colton Bartholomew, who covers the Badgers on Twitter, to be able to provide to you the list of scenarios that have to happen for Wisconsin to make a bowl game with a 5-7 record. It's pretty easy, guys. Wisconsin needs to beat Minnesota, and NC State needs to beat North Carolina. They're favored to do so this afternoon. And then we need 9 of 12 teams to win. Louisville over Kentucky, Houston over Baylor, Colorado, Kansas State, BYU over UCF, UTEP over Delaware, Louisiana, Monroe over Louisiana, South Alabama over Texas State, San Antonio over Army, Florida over Florida State, Oregon State over Washington State, USF over Rice, and Alabama over Auburn. 9 of the 12. And we got this. Wisconsin gets an extra month of practice going to a bowl game. Now, in all honesty, right now, Colorado and Kansas State, Colorado is losing 14-7. BYU and UCF are tied, and Delaware is putting it on UTEP 31-14. Those don't look good. We got Louisville and Houston, they're taken care of, so we're good. So we're actually, like, it's not a crazy scenario. A lot of the teams Wisconsin needs to win later are favored in those games. So it is possible that Wisconsin with a win today could somehow end up earning a berth in a bowl game. We talked about this on the Barry Alvarez show the other night about how awesome it is when Wisconsin fans travel, no matter what the destination is. I am sure that if Wisconsin were to be in the criteria of 5-7 teams eligible to play in a bowl game, that a bowl game would want Wisconsin there. And Wisconsin would want to play in that game with the freshmen that are involved heavily so much in this team in what they do over the last month. This would be a tremendous opportunity for the team to get an extra month of practice if somehow, magically, this were all to come to fruition with the results in play today. Guys, quick thoughts on if Wisconsin at 5-7 were somehow to be able to reach a bowl game, what that could mean. Brad, why don't we start with you as the former player?
Well, I never thought I'd be scoreboard watching Delaware and UTEP to figure out what the fates of Wisconsin football would look like. But here we are. Here we
big
are.
Boys. San Antonio Army game later today. Keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, normally sort of a highbrowed, this is below me type of Wisconsin mentality I would take on, where it's like, You'd be embarrassed to go to a 5-7 bowl game, or be 5-7 and go to a bowl game, and you know, you need to earn that and all those things. I don't know if it's a combination of missing out on a bowl game last year and having that 20-some year straight of going to a bowl game, that plus the idea that this team can get young practice, you know, young players practicing and participating more, I would be all for it. You know, this is a long, long way from the championship standard that we were promised under Mac and Fickell. So in no way do I want to say that this is an acceptable consolation to what this team should be striving for. However, I mean, I went to a bowl game all 4 years of mine. I couldn't imagine the season ending today. It's like the bowl season was a completely new season that you get to experience, right? You got training camp. However you want to break up the season, right? By month, you know, before bye, after bye, whatever. That was another bulk of season. And you had the bowl season. The idea of tonight being you're done and you're cleaning out your locker, figuratively speaking, it feels like you are missing out not only on work that can really help guys grow, another showcase to play on the field, to grow as a team, but also just experientially. As a young, to go travel somewhere, spend more time with your teammates, play in a bowl. It's just, it matters. And it would be so weird to think the season would be over today. I thought about that when at Wisconsin, I would play other teams. You know, you play Northwestern in the last game of the season, you're going to the Rose Bowl and they're done. I always thought that was the strangest thing, that like these guys are warming up right next to me and their season's over tonight. And we got a whole month ahead of us with big things on the horizon. I thought that was always so bizarre. So to me, I would be a serious proponent of gladly accepting any bowl that can take you. Again, not as a consolation for like, this is what we are accepting to be. But one, I want it for the players who've been through a lot, this season. And you can continue to grow and develop for hopefully setting up what is a critical, pivotal 2026. That's where I'm at with it. I'm shocked I'm saying it. Normally, I would say you keep your pride and you turn that bowl game down. You would not on my watch would you do that. But nowadays, you know what? You take that bowl invite and you soak up all the benefits that you can that it allows you to have.
Mertzi, if it's the whatever they call the bowl in Detroit now, or the Hawaii Bowl, or the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, there'd be a lot of fun bowl games. That was I do think it would be valuable for this team in particular to get the extra month of practice. Would you sign up to be in that club?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one that always sticks in my head, and I don't know what it's called now, but it was the Poulin Weed Eater Bowl. It was in Shreveport, Louisiana. That was the one that I was like, man, I know Detroit gets a bad rap, but who wants to be in Shreveport around the holidays? I just don't want to be there. I agree, and I agree for all those same reasons. One, you know, like let's look at the trajectory of this season for this program. Like they're feeling good about it. They would want to be there. If you put that last year's team into a bowl game, would you even have a full roster that would show up for that? Mm-hmm. That's a big topic in this day and age when the portal window is going to be open soon after that. Guys are going to preserve themselves. Guys are already making plans to move on. You'd had teams drop out last year. They were like, nope, can't play the bowl game because we don't have enough guys to pull this out. I think that Wisconsin would show up and would play hard and would play well. And I always feel like it's like a coach when you talk about the extra month of practice, because fans are mostly just concerned about what happens on that day of the bowl game. But it is truly so invaluable for developmental purposes for the younger guys, and this for a team that's still really trying to figure out what it's doing offensively under Jeff Grimes. He can probably work on concepts as much as anything, you know, that you may or may not see a few wrinkles of in the bowl game, see what sticks. So I think there's a lot of fun that way. The other thing I'd mention too, just from like a fan standpoint, I really don't think there would be a horde of people following this team down to the bowl game. I was reminded when I went out to the Oregon game, how fun it is to be in a different place with Badger fans. It's like this kinship and kindred that you go out and you just say hello to all those people because they're wearing the red, strike up some interesting conversations. It's just a blast. And it's been a long time since I've been in that bowl environment and remembered how much fun that was. So I think for the ones who'd go there, they would really get a kick out of it. And for the rest of us, you tell me you wouldn't tune in. I mean, you're going to tune in and at least watch what's going on, no matter what the game is, no matter what the opponent is. So I'm all for it.
I'll say this. My aunt lives. Really quick. Oh, go ahead, Brad.
Really quick. You bring up an interesting point that I didn't think of. You've got probably an allotment of guys that are planning on transferring, right? It's inevitable. By playing in a bowl game, you might almost force a decision earlier, because if I'm planning on transferring, I'm not playing in the bowl game. I'm not risking getting hurt. I've put enough on film. I'm going to go to the transfer portal. So it would be an interesting litmus test of who are the guys that actually play in the game. And that way, you know, well, this, if they're playing on the field today, more than likely they're going to be here next year. So even more reason to get guys reps and get guys development. Never thought about that as far of a way to like force the issue informally with guys that are willing to commit to the program, or the guys that are already thinking ahead to the transfer portal.
It's a great point, Brad, and Mertzi. And I will say this, my aunt lives in Boise, and if Wisconsin were to play Western Michigan at 1:30 in the afternoon on some random Monday in December in the Idaho Potato Bowl, no one would cover that thing like I would, staying by Aunt Shelley. So let's hope that ends up being the case.
Yeah,
that
Shelley.
Wisconsin gets the opportunity to play in a bowl.
Jesse, my aunt and uncle live there too, so we might just have to road trip.
Oh, road trip! All right, take
free
the train
show
to Boise.
On the road.
Yeah,
I got a former player who's one of my good buddies that lives in Boise. I played for the Panthers.
Okay.
Maybe this isn't our last show this season. Who knows? ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you in part by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Ditch the energy bill. Make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit EverlightSolar.com to learn more. Make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and a proud partner all season long of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Coming up next, we'll hear some of the best of what the former head coach Barry Alvarez had to say this week on a show that I host on Monday nights. You should tune in. It's the Barry Alvarez Show, the best of Barry. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.